Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
All right, everybody, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is. As usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Baltimore Ravens tight end. That's right. Baltimore Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. Right? This guy is an absolute stud. And as we know, OTAs have started around the NFL. Now, he was drafted into the league back in 2018, the same year as Lamar Jackson. So he's been playing with Lamar, both of them, for their entire career. Maybe you know this, maybe you don't. Lamar managed to ink the biggest deal in NFL history. He signed 5 years, $260 million, right? So they started their OTAs. Mark Andrews, excited about the upcoming season. And I'm not saying he doesn't have a future in broadcasting, but one of the important things is how you phrase what it is you're going to say when you're in front of a microphone. So the OTAs have started, and they asked Mark Andrews, man, how do you feel that Lamar is practicing right now? This is a quote. Mark Andrews says, his balls are incredible. That's all.
Nice.
<That's
laughs> Throwing from the pocket.
He didn't say that. He just says his balls are incredible. We'll assume it's about his touch on the passes.
Sure.
But we don't know that to be true. So, yes, Mark Andrews, Lamar Jackson, according to Mark Andrews, incredible balls. Incredible. At least this year. They were okay before, but incredible this year. Mark, work on the phrasing. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, Devin, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, Thrill.
Fantastic. I like that, Sir Thrill. That is, I was knighted over the weekend. Most people don't know that. You have your choice of one of five stories. The Wonderful World of Drugs, Bite Me, What Did Someone Find in Their Food, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone, Hit Me with Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon, and finally, brand new, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's roll with the animal one.
All right, we go to Massachusetts, where an animal is finally back home at a Massachusetts zoo after being on the loose for over a month. The animal, which is one of the world's largest species of its kind, was captured by Wally Lupa. That's the director of animal care for the Lupa Zoo. He says, quote, last night, I had my eye on her near the solar panels at Mass Pike and Chapin Street. And I was able to bring her in with a live camera, a 100-foot rope, and a trailer. That's what he told the sheriffs. He says she walked right into the trailer, and I had to say I was relieved. That would be an understatement. So Mary, that's the name of the animal, escaped from her enclosure at the Lupa Zoo back in April when a storm caused tree limbs to fall and damaged her paddock. Hmm. Lupa says that Mary had been spotted several times during the weeks on the loose. Quote, it was like something out of a movie, but I'm glad it's over and maybe tonight I can finally sleep well and in my own bed. The question is, what kind of animal is Mary? Keep in mind, on the loose for a month, people spotted her, but there was nothing they could do about it. Was Mary a lion? Was Mary a chimpanzee? Was Mary an antelope, or was Mary a giraffe? So lion, chimp, antelope, or giraffe?
Ooh. What are we thinking, Miles?
Man, I would think you could find a giraffe, but it's a big animal.
I mean, but the whole thing, people are like, oh, we've seen it. There's just not much we can do about it.
So lion, chimpanzee, what was the third choice?
Antelope or giraffe?
Antelope. You know what? I'm going to go antelope, Devin.
Antelope.
I don't know.
It's like a giraffe.
I don't know that I would notice an antelope outside of it, like looking like a deer. I'd be like, it's a funny looking deer,
right?
Yeah, I think it's a giraffe.
Okay.
And you said giraffe, Devin.
I'm gonna go with the giraffe.
All right.
Giraffe.
I hope it's giraffe.
What was on the loose for more than a month there? Was it a lion, a chimpanzee, an antelope, or a giraffe? We'll find out next.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
That was a tea. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is Animalize This on Profile This. We go to Massachusetts, where an animal is on the loose for over a month. It was eventually returned to the zoo.
That's
they basically just walked into the transportation vehicle or whatever was supposed to get him back to the zoo.
Yes, I don't know what the guy did, but yeah, as he said, thankfully, it just walked back
right.
In.
Put a pack of pepperoni in there.
Here.
So, Devin, the question that we asked you was, what was the animal that he managed to get back into the zoo? Lion, chimpanzee, antelope, or giraffe? Now, you and D. Ted Smith both agreed that it was a giraffe. However...
Damn, Ted.
I was really hoping it was going to be a giraffe.
By the way, quick side note, how do you transport a giraffe?
I have no idea.
I'm just thinking your average, like you could take your average semi and most animals would fit, but a giraffe.
I mean, think you'd have to tranquilize it and lay it on its side.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, there's a.
That didn't cross my mind. Get in there. God damn it.
I mean, like avoid bridges.
Oh, God, it happened again.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Jesus, God.
I mean, the car behind it.
Oh, my God. Miles, you went with an antelope.
I went antelope.
Okay. And Ted, you know what's funny? You said you would just think it's a weird-looking deer.
Yeah.
So the one thing about this antelope, apparently, people kept spotting it, and as they said, quote-unquote, made friends with the local deer population.
All right.
So it kind of just went where they went, because they roughly eat the same things and all that. But yeah, people are like, oh, no, it's an antelope.
That means there's going to be wild antelope.
You think so?
Oh, it yeah. For a month? It knew exactly. He wasn't going there to hang
but
out.
But if an antelope...
He wasn't going to eat. I mean...
All right, but I know they're kind of related, but if you have sex with a chimpanzee, she's not getting pregnant.
I think they're close enough related.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Mike, can we find out what happens if you cross an antelope with a deer, if it's possible? Like I said, we're 99%, 98% the same as a chimpanzee. And trust me, Ted, I've tried.
I'd have to be in the jungle for at least 30 days.
30 days? Before you're finally you know what, man? Bring your fuzzy ass over here.
Get a pronghorn.
A pronghorn?
Pronghorn.
Pronghorn, see? Okay, there can be some pronghorns out there.
I think they have an organ, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Okay, yeah. So you think the antelope's like, I've done my duty. Hop back in the truck. See you at the zoo, ladies.
Now for all the TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
just envisioning having sex with a chimpanzee now. Mm-hmm.
Just now. So I put myself to sleep at night.
Let's see. So a lot of people like Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3 just wrapped up. I know it got a lot of people in the feelings. Heard people were crying, laughing.
Oh, Lord.
All that stuff. I have not watched it yet. Have you watched the end of it, Miles?
I have not.
Ted Lasso dies.
What?
No, I'm just playing.
Well, no wonder they're not doing any more than 3 seasons.
That's how it ends, folks. No spoiler alert. Yeah. And with Coach Beard, both pass. No, season 3 finale just recently dropped. Jason Sudeikis, basically, he just said the story's done. He says it'll sound like such a political answer, but it's the truth. We conceived only these three seasons. This thing became a big old thing. There is opportunities for spinoffs. He says whether it's doing podcasts about these episodes or the audio commentaries, just to talk through things and the themes. I don't think anybody really saw Ted Lasso becoming this massive, massive thing that
just did.
You know, correct.
Like, well, I like his spirit, though. It's like, look, it blew up. I think most people, most production houses, et cetera, they would drag it out as much as they can for all the dollars they can. I like that he said, look, we envisioned 3 seasons that to do it right, let's just end it now. But it's like anything. You know, a lot of actors will tell you, sometimes you want to do other things.
Yeah.
You know, I've opened up a lot of opportunities for myself. I'm sure as a writer, everything else. So, like, yeah, I'm going to do some other stuff, man.
Yeah, and Ted Lasso, to its credit, like, and when it first came out, right, because I remember those commercials for the Premier League on NBC. So I thought it was awesome. They actually made a show out of it.
Yeah.
But I like soccer. I like that kind of stuff. I like coach talk. So I already liked it. And then you'd have a lot of people that like soccer that were watching it. And then you'd have people that don't give two S's about soccer that were watching
it. But just like the story.
Yeah, because he's a likable character and this and that.
Do you know, does he live in England now?
Who, Sudeikis?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Is that where they film it?
They definitely film some of it, right? Because Richmond is an actual area.
Right.
So it's AFC Richmond. So I know they film some of it over there. I don't know what stadium they use. But yeah, like, I haven't seen the last season, but I think they were trying for a cup. So I assume they filmed some stuff at Wembley as well.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know he used to be married to Olivia Wilde. She's British, right?
Mm.
No, she's not?
No.
Okay, all right. I know they have kids, so I didn't know if, like, you know, like,
You're
in England for, you know, however long, 6 months, maybe you just want to be near your kids.
Yeah, but if I'm the kid, like, I want to go to England.
Well, and he's from Kansas City, right?
Somehow Sudeikis. That's so fitting, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a whole story, too, that a lot of that character is based on an old coach he had from a high school and everything, and it was just, like, that positive and this and that. And, like, look, I've read both sides of this stuff. I read a whole thing this weekend, so it was like, Ted Lasso, like, shouldn't have been coaching this and that. It's like, dude, it's a comedy.
Oh, my God, man.
It's a comedy with, like, a story. Like, Jesus. Come on. Let's just enjoy this for what it's
worth.
What
do you do that makes you smile?
Yeah, and, like, it's to the person's credit, TV at the show. End of this, they were like, well, I do still like the show and this and that. It's like, right. I mean, look, the whole idea is ridiculous that an American football coach who knows nothing about soccer would be hired to coach this team and then just have his buddy Coach Beard actually learn
right.
and do stuff.
I mean, but right. It's a TV show, man.
Yeah.
Don't sweat it. You know, you can't hear explosions in space.
Okay.
And it's going to make the sound to give you an idea of an explosion. There's always something, right? If you watch anything, probably not how it works in real life. It's fine.
No, right? Like, most detectives aren't drunk and chain-smoking cigarettes all the time
right.
to solve crime. You know what I mean? Like, you know what cops do a lot of? Paperwork. You never watch, like, a cop drama, and it's just the dude, the male or female cop.
Ass.
Yeah, sitting in his car doing paperwork, because that's a big part of police work that sucks.
There's, what, 4 shows on network TV about firefighters, and it's not pulling Billy's head out of the railing banister. It's not getting the cat out of the tree. It's always a fire. It's a massive fire. There's explosives inside. Every firefighter I've talked to, they're like, we would like to fight more fires.
Yeah, like Chicago Fire. I don't think they ever had
get them out of there. It's going to blow. The building's going to collapse. Like, every week, brother?
Yeah, I don't think they had an episode where it's like, I don't know, give him some Valium. He's on drugs.
Yeah. Let's get this cat out of this tree.
We got to calm him down.
Will they get this kitten out of this tree before Billy gets home from first grade?
Yeah. Right? Well, it's like, I don't know. Did you ever see that movie Jarhead?
Oh, yeah.
With Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole point of it, right? It's the first Iraq war and stuff, and they're doing all this stuff, but a lot of it is just kind of sitting around and training in the desert.
What was the irony of that movie? A lot of people, that movie's boring. Like, that's kind of the point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're telling.
Let's see. Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner, we know from a lot of stuff. Recently, though, it's been his 18-year marriage is ending, came to an end earlier this year. So some people are thinking this might have something to do with it. Now, it's been rumored, frankly, that he's just got, and he's a good actor, but he's obsessed with work, and that was part of it. She was like, man, it's just a lot of hours with him at work.
Sure.
But also, he admitted that he mortgaged his 10-acre estate in Santa Barbara in order to fund a pet project. It's a 4-part Western series franchise called Horizon. He's been trying to make it for the past 30 years. He's reportedly raised half of the $100 million budget himself.
$100 million? Wow, man.
He says, quote, I did it without a thought. It was thrown. It has thrown my accountant into an effing conniption fit, but it's my life, and I believe the idea and the story. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess he obviously has a lot of money, but if I was married to him, he's like, I'm going to spend $50 million to make this movie or this series I always wanted to make. I'd be like, honey, we got to talk about this.
There's got to be a cheaper way to do it. I'm not saying it will be cheap, but there's got to be a way we can do it for less than $100 million.
Yeah, and sometimes with those projects that have that much money behind them and stuff, like can't miss, like sometimes they just miss.
Oh, they miss.
And then there's other stuff that's not supposed to be that good that ends up being massive and huge. Yeah. It's also weird with movies, too. I always got to remind myself, some of the movies I like the most were absolutely box office bombs.
Sure.
But they kind of get those cult followings and this and that.
And you never know. You know, Disney spent an absurd amount of money back in the day at a movie called John Carter. They thought it'd be a hit. It flopped. Mm-hmm. They spent like 45 cents on Blair Witch Project and the thing blew up.
Correct.
But if you had asked anyone to predict, none of us would have gotten it right.
Yeah, and you see it with some of the action movies too. It's like, how sure. can this miss? Mike,
it's a lot of money though, man.
Suicide Squad, right? Like that movie seemed like it, like a simple hit. Had characters people liked, had big names actors, and people were just like, that's the worst superhero movie ever made.
Sometimes I think you go wrong by spending so much money on the actors. Because a lot of times, it's not that the actors are particularly good. I'm not saying they're bad. But you can find actors that will work for a lot less. Like even the Toy Story movies, it's one thing to say, man, we just spent a lot of money in animation. It's like, we understand that as a fact, right, to get the animation done. But you're also paying Tom Hanks. You're paying Tim Allen. And for a kid's movie, kids don't care who does the voice.
Correct.
Right.
They
could have spent $500,000 for a voice actor to do 10 of the voices, saved a lot of money, but they don't. You give these guys $10, $20 million. Like I said, in an animated thing, I think that's very, very stupid, particularly if it's for kids. Like Finding Nemo was a massive hit, but my kid to this day does not care. They love Dory. They don't care that Ellen DeGeneres is Dory. They like Dory.
It was not too many big names in the Spider-Man movie, though.
Well, the latest one?
Yeah.
No, not really. And they made a mint.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm with you, right? It's like some little kids' movies use actual like music and stuff, but like kids don't know.
The kids, right.
They're just watching cartoons sing songs. They don't know it's a U2 song.
Right, that's it. Oh, it was the movie Sing, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
And look, the movie was fine. It's not that, but a couple of the, you know, you paid oh man, what's his name? McConaughey.
Fat right? Albert.
He's one of so Fat Albert or Matthew, but they paid him a lot of money. Which he can command, but you know he was one of the main characters in the movie. And again, and like I said, I watched the movie. It's fine. It's easy to get through with the kids, but like the kids don't. If I said, "Dude, that's Matthew McConaughey," they're like, "We don't care." And yeah, even my wife pointed out to me. She goes, "You know who it is?" And like the voice, but it's just kind of a different role, quote unquote, for him. It's like, man, I know the voice. She says it's McConaughey. I was like, oh, now I hear it. And then my caring was over.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, just hire anyone right. to do these kid things. It doesn't matter.
Some things for the weekend. Actually, Miami Heat. You know,
good
if you're
man.
Not a basketball fan, it's NBA Finals. It's good to watch that stuff. I always enjoy watching the finals and everything. Mm-hmm. But the Heat actually came out and got a game in Denver, which frankly shocks me. Denver's just been rolling through.
Their whole playoff run has been kind of shocking.
You're 100%.
When you go in the eighth seed, yeah.
Right, because they're the eighth seed. It's only happened a few times that they made it to the finals. I want to say I heard that was the first time an eighth seed had won a road game in the finals.
Damn.
But I don't know. Again, I don't know how many not many eight seeds make it to the finals, so that's a stat. They should keep breaking records. with that stat.
If they keep playing, yeah.
Yeah, and they, I mean, they came out and dominated. It was also like NBA, I was sitting there yesterday after soccer. I went over to my buddy's house. We grilled out a little bit. We're sitting there. I was like, it's kind of nice with NBA, too. Like, I love NFL football Sundays.
Yeah.
But that, you know, Sunday night football starts at what, 5:30?
Yeah, 5:30-ish.
Right. And then you're not done until it feels like 9.
Right.
Whereas, like, I watched that whole game, and it was done. It started at, like, 5:15, 5:17. Like, yeah, we were done by, like, 7:30.
But see, that's East Coast, West Coast. Because on the East Coast, man, you watch Sunday night football, you start clock watching. Because, like, I need to go to bed because I have to get up tomorrow. Right? Because the game starts 3 hours late. The one thing I love about being here, I'm like, yeah, it went to overtime. It ended at 9:15. I still got plenty of night in front of me, man. Yep.
I was kind of surprised they started that game that late on a Sunday.
I was too.
I thought it would be a matinee. But again, you went the prime time for numbers and this and that. But yeah, like, I don't remember how I did it on the East Coast because it just seems brutal.
And you got to wait.
You do. I went there for a Ravens game last year, and it was a 1 o'clock game. So, you know, 10 o'clock game here, but I'm still up at like 8:30. And it was killing me all day. I'm like,
you have nothing to watch.
Right. I just want to watch football. Because my life now is I roll out of bed, I make breakfast, make a cup of coffee, sit down, and football's starting.
Correct.
And I love it.
Yeah, that's one thing that's great about the West Coast is watching sports.
Hell yeah.
Hawaii's super early, but yeah, that's good. I mean, the only thing that sucks is watching sports from Europe. But I mean, like, Sunday morning, I got up, I laid in bed and watched the F1 race.
What time did that start?
6:55.
All right, that's not horrible.
Now, the tough ones sometimes are Premier League. You got to get up on Saturday mornings at 4:30. But it's also early enough where
you don't feel bad going back to sleep?
Correct. Yeah. It's that weird, like 6 a.m., you're like, oh, I should stay up for the day. Like 4:30, I'm like, oh, Christ, it's only 6:30. I'm going back to sleep. The NHL playoffs are back in action tonight. What is that, game 2? You got the Florida Panthers taking on the Vegas Knights. Panthers are kind of an interesting story. And shout out to Migs for kind of correcting me on this, because I was like, yeah, they barely made the playoffs and this and that. And he's like, yeah, but they were the best team in hockey last year.
Right.
And he was like, they just had some injuries and this and that, so they should be good. I think I'm kind of cheering for Vegas. I don't know. I don't really have a beef in any of this one.
It's like, yeah, I'm just kind of like, I just want it to be good.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you just got to watch whatever the final game is for the Stanley Cup Finals. You got to watch that. Because I don't care what you say, that is still, the Stanley Cup is still probably the coolest trophy in sports.
Oh, easily.
And, you know, everybody wants to have a Lombardi trophy or whatever. But, like, man, when they skate around with that cup, and then you get it for, like, 2 days or something, and you can take it to your hometown, fill it with beer.
With the Stanley Cup,
shrimp cocktails.
The players get the trophy first.
Correct.
So they're the ones, like, you know, going around the ice, holding it up and everything. The NFL men, they're like, we want to bring the owner out. And then they, you know,
thanks for all of your hard work.
And then they bring out, like, the head coach, and then he holds. And then finally, like, the MVP gets it or something. And then finally, like everybody else, they're just, like, doing, you know, snow angels in the confetti on the field because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, I'm with you. That is strange. And there's a lot of other sports that actually give it to the players first, and then they get it.
And the because the players seem to be happy to hand it to the owner, but I do believe the players, because that's their way to say, hey, man, thanks for letting this happen. But to give it to the owner, I'm like, this bitch was not on the field. This bitch was not on the ice. This bitch was not on the court.
Yeah, and he's not even the GM.
Right.
He didn't put the team together.
He paid for it.
But yeah, game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. That's over on TNT if you want to watch that tonight.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man is arrested after the box on his head fell off while he was robbing a store. Meanwhile, a man orders a chicken sandwich at McDonald's, but wait, there is so much more. Woman tries to rob a bank, then takes the money out of her own account. Nightclub wants to know your boobs and the size amount. And a Sonic employee is arrested after serving up the old I'm not hungry hot dog. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where bank employees had an interesting day. A woman came into the branch, held up a blue-colored gun, and shouted, quote, this is a robbery. Give me all your money. Luckily for everyone involved, she got up to the teller window and assured her that she was just joking and made a withdrawal from her account. which made it incredibly easy for employees to identify the woman to authorities, who later caught up with her and arrested her. The weapon that she was using at the time of her joke robbery was a Nerf gun.
Jesus, God.
That's not a funny joke. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
They don't see the humor in it.
And they won't. And they will call the cops all the time.
Correct. I don't get why that's a hard concept. But they also said that she had had run-ins with authorities before.
Mm-hmm.
Similar things where it's almost like she kind of gets out over her skis with aggression and then just like backs it down the same way every time.
Right, a bit of a lunatic.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it, Mr. Hill. In other news, meanwhile, over in Tennessee, a McDonald's customer was a little more creative. He had gone into his local branch and ordered himself a delicious chicken sandwich. The plan came to fruition as he paid with cash, waiting for the register to open before lunging over the counter and attempted to palm as much of it as he could. No word on if he was actually successful in his endeavor, but he did flee the scene, only to return the next day, giving employees and officers an easier time of tracking him down, and he was arrested. Don't return to the scene of the crime, guys.
And why would you go back?
I don't know.
They do.
Every time.
Yeah.
All the time. I don't get it. I don't get it. Then again, I don't get it in the first place. But, you know, if you're going to do it, be good at it. Don't be stupid. We go back to Florida for another robbery mishap. Around 4 in the morning, surveillance footage from a local tech store caught a man breaking in with a clever disguise, a box over his head.
Wow.
Yes. He tore through the store, breaking into glass display cases and stealing upwards of 19 iPhones as well as about $8,000 in cash. Authorities reviewed the footage and collected information from the other stores in the plaza and were actually able to catch the man in the exact same plaza drinking with some friends outside of the local liquor store.
Oh my God.
And he was arrested.
It just makes me angry.
I agree.
Not that you committed the crime, but that you're dumb on top of it.
I'm mad at both, but I think I'm more so angry that, yeah, you were just stupid on top of it.
Yeah.
Good work.
Good work. I want to live in these guys' brains for a hot second. Like, what possesses you to be like, tried to rob that store over there just earlier this morning?
I think if you get in their brain for 1 second, you will never get out.
That's fair. It will not look good. For the final robbery, we go to our next door neighbors over in Idaho. The officers received a call from a couple that had been robbed of their petted change. The pair were out panhandling that day and were approached by a strange man who held a Sharpie to one of their throats demanding the money that they had just received. He informed the couple that they were panhandling on his turf and he would be required to pay him 50% of their collected money if they continued in that location. He then stole the contents of the woman's purse and threatened to come to their home and kill them if they went to police, which they did, and he was arrested on multiple felony charges.
With a Sharpie.
With a Sharpie. Which, you know what? Whatever.
It's all in the name, man.
Oh, this is a Sharpie tool.
Good Lord.
But then the guy digs through her purse, grabs her ID, and is like, 123 Cherry Lane. All right, now I know where you live. Like, don't add threats on top of it, dude. You made your point. Get the hell away.
You know they're going to call the cops at that point.
Right. Don't call the cops, otherwise I'll come back to your house. No, you won't.
It's also a scene from Goodfellas.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, they're robbing a truck, and De Niro takes the guy's ID, and he goes, do you know me? And the guy's like, no. And he goes, well, now I know you. Don't call the cops. And then he tips them a couple $100, and they take off.
I'd have been like, wait, are you Robert De Niro?
Hang on a second.
Damn it. Oh, Bobby D?
Down in Australia, a local nightclub has issued an apology after one of their promotions didn't sit quite right. In order to drum up a little added business, they released an advertisement of a new special that was directly related to women's bra sizes, where women could hang their bras along the walls of the club for free beverages, indicating one free drink for A cups, two for Bs, and three for Cs, finishing with the tagline, quote, the bigger the better. All right. This was met with more outrage than not in the area, and they issued an apology.
Yeah, I didn't know that was coming, huh?
What about the D cups? I know. I was kind of interested in that.
Yeah. You get as much alcohol as we can fit into one cup.
You get a bottle. We're just going to give you table side service.
Those things are huge. Here's a bottle.
Holy smokes. Those are cups. Those are bowls.
I wonder if any guys unexpectedly got a drink. What is this? You got man boots.
Oh, okay. That would be funny, though.
Yeah, make it all inclusive.
As a dude, you walk in and just kind of, you give the trick where you pull it out of your sleeve, like, all right, give me my two drinks.
Two for these bee puppies.
Oh, Lordy. Down in Alabama, police trying to do the right thing ended up with a pretty major fail. An officer was out on patrol when he came upon a car that had stalled out. Being a good and helpful civil servant, the officer got the stalled car some gas so that it could be on its way. But wouldn't you know it, it stalled out once again, managing to get parked at the local fairgrounds parking lot. Helping out once again, the driver had taken to the local Salvation Army. And not long after the driver was dropped off, officers got a call about a car that had been stolen, matching the car's description that they had just aided. The thief was taken into custody.
Damn, man. You know he was sweating bees when the cops came up. You know?
Sure. And then the second time.
And still, like, okay.
Do you think he was more confident the second time? Like, you know what? I got away with it once, maybe.
Maybe.
I gotta pull this off again.
See, I just gotta keep the ruse underway. Bakery in Canada fell victim to a very Canadian burglar. Surveillance footage was reviewed the next day and discovered that the break-in happened in the wee small hours of the morning. The burglar stalked outside of the bakery for about 15 minutes before sending his foot through the glass door and made his way in. He then stalked about the bakery for nearly an hour, taking his time, using the bathroom, taking some selfies, and even showing remorse for his actions by sweeping up the broken glass from the door. After an hour inside the bakery, the man scooped up a box of half a dozen cupcakes and made his leave.
I can respect that a little bit.
A little bit. Get a little bit more. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Ryan Castle's back. We will sit and spin. The lovely Taryn Daly
is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch for 180 seconds or so. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.